Live Quest Bowl?
No, we don't know yet.
Is it still Big Ten and SEC, like Big Ten number four?
It's still out back bowl soon. Third or fourth best teams in the conferences.
Arkansas and Iowa.
Bruce Springsteen is coming. Is that to hear? I saw him.
Feel a ticket request.
Toronto, Ontario. 19. Wow. You know, like, what's the album where he's, they're born in the USA? I saw that tour. Toronto.
Okay. John, yes, you guys talked about how positive it was on the bench after the game was tied, there 4-4. I mean, what was it like, and, you know, just the resilience that you guys showed in coming back from?
Well, I talked to guys after the game, but what happened during the game, listen, nobody felt as bad as Surrey did. And the big thing is, you know, Surrey was like probably a little embarrassed, stayed right out there, and everybody, like, nobody cared. And everybody's like, hey, no big deal. Lots of power play left. And it's not like they took the lead. The game just, and it was tied. And I thought that was great. And I thought that carried us through. And, you know, we didn't win in regulation, but, you know, munch a point and see if we can get another one in overtime. But I thought the attitude during that whole, everything happened there was outstanding by the guys.
Are those important moments, you know, for a team?
Well, the growth moments, for sure. Like, again, I'd sit here and say, you know, if that was game two of the season that happened, I don't know if the outcome is the same. But the team's growing together, and it's great to see.
Coach, you're about 20% of the way through the season now. What have you seen of this team in terms of the identity that they've carved out, and is it close to what the identity of this team that you want?
I think we're still finding ourselves, but with every game, I think there's a lot more. I think guys are getting more comfortable with each other. I think guys are getting to know each other more. Guys are, you know, more comfortable with our system. We're making strides, and sure, they're going to be. We're going to take a step back at times. Of course, we are. But I feel we're in that take one back, take two forward, and that's what's been happening lately. And I thought this was a really good test today. Like, Dallas is beating a lot of good teams, and we played well against them. I mean, it was an even game. Probably, it's not like any team wildly outplayed the other, but somebody had to come out on top, and we did. And I'm proud of the guys for that. But it's, you know, we're starting to find our stride here, and I don't know if we've quite nailed our identity yet, but we're getting closer.
When you're down, you know, you don't have Flurry, you don't have Chernak, and you have a vet like Cole that you can throw on that right side on the top of you. Like, how big is that, and how good has he been for you guys this year?
Well, depth. You're often seeing Cole block a shot or something like that. That's more of his contribution to the game. You don't usually see him with the hands and scoring the big goal he did. So his guys are pretty fired up for him when he scored. But you need, you know how it is, like, you break camp and you got 21 or 22 guys, but you ultimately play with 30 guys during the year. So it's nice to have depth, and guys have stepped in for, you know, players like Cherney that are out for a little bit.
Yeah, Stamkos' 500th career assist, a nice milestone. Not surprisingly, came on a game-winning goal, too.
Yeah.
Kind of remarkable. He's got 500 assists and put up a
well, that's,
goals.
To be honest, that's a, as I told him, that's a lot of assists for a guy that shoots the puck in the net a lot. He's the one usually two assists are tagging onto his goal. So, you know, he's got a few big-time milestones coming up. And, you know, it's I've had a front-row seat for 10 years to watch it. But, yeah, it's probably a little irony it came on a game-winner.
A lot of his goals have been with Alex on the ice, too. I mean, what's making him and Korn and Paul that line so effective? What do they do kind of well as a trio?
They're playing all 200 feet. You know, I kind of had Pointer against, you know, the Hintz, Robertson, Pavelski line for the first half of the game and moved him on to Paul Stammer and Killer, and I thought they did a great job with them. They're, again, probably guys that are getting more comfortable with each other. You know how it goes. Like, you go home in the summer and you come back and, you know, guys are different. And you know, Stammer's been playing center and plays the wing and all over the place, but I think, you know, we found something that's working right now, and I thought they had a great game.
With Stammer, you know, when he was younger, he was obviously very much focused on trying to win the cup, and obviously he still is, but now that you see him getting older, does he more kind of embrace his place in history and some of these milestones as he gets closer to him?
That's hard to say because I don't think, like, guys don't like talking about it until they've hit the milestone, so I think, one, you have to ask Stammer, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little taboo to talk about until you pass them, so let's wait till some of these go by first.
Yeah,